This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for December 13th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump issued a vaguely titled statement on December 9th that failed to fully capture our attention, although we published it, in which she announced she would not be seeking another five-year appointment at the upcoming conclusion of my current term. Stump will continue to serve for the remainder of the term while the Senate and the President consider the nomination of others to fill the position. With Stump leaving, this will turn over the entire commission, except for Acting Chairman Rostam Benham, who is awaiting confirmation as chairman. This would open up a second Republican spot to be replaced, along with the two Democratic spots that are proposed to be filled with Kristen Johnson and Christy Goldsmith Romero, and Benham as the third Democrat. This could ease the process if the Republicans can agree on nominees and the two Democrats and two Republicans can be advanced at the same time. The FT is reporting that HSBC and Wells Fargo are disintermediating CLS in settling of some foreign exchange trades by using blockchain to settle the trades. The FT's Eva Saleh and Philip Stafford report the banks will cut out CLS from dollar, euro, and sterling transactions. The New York Times is reporting that 1 in 100 older Americans have perished from the COVID-19 virus and that of nearly 800,000 deaths, people who are 65 years and older make up 3/4 of the U.S. coronavirus's death toll. In this week's John's Take for the Spread video series, I reflect on moving out of our offices in the CBOT building, a bittersweet farewell to our office on LaSalle Street in Chicago. Business Insider has a story that says Bill Gates predicts most virtual meetings will move to the metaverse within 3 years, and workers will interact using VR headsets and avatars. I said maybe JJL Co.'s office will be in the metaverse at the end of John's Take. NYSE posted a video on LinkedIn of incoming NYSE President Lynn Martin sharing her thoughts on what it feels like to be back on the NYSE trading floor. Options Brew TV's Kevin Lex Lutherenhausen from Tradier had Cboe's Henry Schwartz on to talk about understanding options order flow using Cboe's Trade Alert. They talked about how options volume is out of the stratosphere, with Schwartz saying there are 10 million contracts a day in retail volume that were not here 5 years ago. He also said he believes the U.S. options market volume could reach 9.5 billion contracts this year. Schwartz attributed the increase in volumes to the perfect storm of people working from home and the reduction of friction from zero-cost brokerage offerings. Lex and Schwartz also discussed Cboe's Trade Alert offerings and how moving to the Cboe improved them. You can watch the interview with a link in today's newsletter. Vinson and Elkins has issued a report that evaluates a decade of private market investment trends in renewable energy. You can find more information about it with a link in today's newsletter. Sam Bankman-Fried is on the list of most influential 2021 for CoinDesk. They said his FTX juggernaut is naming sports stadiums and placing ads at the World Series, but the entrepreneur is remaining humble. FinTech's Rising's Colin Canwright tackles the topic of supply chain snarls in his latest notes. One of the stories he brought to our attention is how a perfect storm of factors led to the mother of all supply chain disruptions from the Wharton School. Read a discussion of their analysis with a link in today's newsletter. It's particularly apt as we finish our holiday gift buying. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The spread for this week. Risky options trading worries regulators. Bitcoin's weekend woes. The CME unveils trading challenge winners. The spread for December 10th, 2021. FINRA seeks to more closely monitor options trading to protect new retail investors. Crypto volatility continues. MIAX notches another record. Top five winners of CME's trading contest include Loyola University Chicago, University of Illinois, and Southern Illinois University. In John's take, a bittersweet farewell to John J. Lothian and Company's office on LaSalle Street. And Jermall Chandler looks at American-style option parameters in the Term of the Week. You can watch the Term of the Week on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Women hold most non-executive director board seats in UK for the first time, but almost 9 in 10 executive directors are male across the top 150 FTSE companies. Women account for the majority of non-executive director positions across the UK's largest listed companies for the first time, according to a study by executive headhunter Spencer Stewart. But the report also revealed that almost 9 in 10 executive directors are male across the top 150 FTSE companies, highlighting that men still dominate management roles. My comment, it's a start, but there's lots of room for improvement. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Return to office plans are turning hybrid with ongoing delays. Omicron throws another wrench in planning, while some companies have yet to even set a strategy. A new wave of COVID uncertainty has again put millions of U.S. workers in limbo about when or if they need to return to the office. Lyft Inc. employees who were supposed to be back at their desks in February now won't be required to show up until 2023. Ford Motor Company pushed back a January return to March, while Google and Uber Technologies Inc. shelved their plans indefinitely to see how the Omicron variant plays out. Jefferies Financial Group Inc. this week told its staff to go back to remote work after offices had reached 60% attendance. My comment, there is a new term for you. Also, Zoom can is a new way to fire people. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Zero taxes, golf, and beach houses create a crypto island paradise. After a meteoric year, investors are relocating to Puerto Rico for its savings on individual and corporate taxes. The St. Regis Bahia Beach Resort in Puerto Rico boasts a golf course and oceanfront residence in a 483-acre nature reserve set along azure waters and lush rainforest. But what's perhaps most appealing to those who are now rushing to this property is the section on its website explaining tax benefits for island residents. My comment, I know of leaders of one principal trading group from Chicago who have moved to Puerto Rico, looking smarter all the time until the next hurricane. Here's the story from the FT. Men of leisure deflated by great bicycling bubble, a brisk look back at the market mania from the late 19th century. A key part of any bubble are the participants. Remember the great Beanie Baby bubble of the late 1900s? Well, that particular slice of hysteria was set apart not just because the object was plush toys, but because it was arguably the first one to be predominantly fueled by female buyers. If you would like to know, do have read a piece of ours on Zach Bissonnette's excellent book on the mania here. My comment, in 1895, not all the air being pumped was into bicycle tires. Some was hot air into the stock prices of bicycle companies. Here's a story from Barron's. Why hedge fund giant Ray Dalio is worried about China, inflation, and a U.S. civil war. I'm not the doomsday reporter at Barron's despite appearances. Last week, I shared a conversation with former Google CEO Eric Schmidt about artificial intelligence and the risk of a robo-nuclear attack. I don't know whether to duck and cover or initiate emergency pants-wetting protocols. Now, hedge fund giant Ray Dalio tells me that an inflationary spiral will sink cash and treasuries, and that there's a 30% chance of a U.S. civil war in the next decade, and that there's also a 30% chance of a military conflict between the U.S. and China. My comment, probabilities and guesses make good headlines. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top red story on Friday was, as LIBOR goes away, U.S. replacement makes a big trader uneasy, from Bloomberg via Yahoo News. The big trader is Don Wilson, who was also our Markets Wiki page of the day on Friday. Second was Crane Chicago Business, CME loses key battle in potentially costly trader lawsuit, putting that story in our top three for 3 days in a row. Third was Where Crypto Anarchy Will End, a video from the Financial Times Lex column. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.